Huntley and Palmer's Snacks, Mealmates and Vitalife have got together to let you win cash instantly. Look for this promotional sticker. Over 10,000 packs have winning tokens with cash prizes from $5 to $5,000.
Introducing the new temptation from Europe. French vanilla ice cream, black forest berry and dark Swiss chocolate. Meet Moritz Lage. Go on. I know you want to. Want luscious color that really lasts? You want Evershine from L'Oreal, because you're worth it.
Command Picture Hanging Solutions from 3M let you hang pictures without damaging your walls. So look out for them in store now, along with the chance to win a South Pacific holiday and cruise away with Command.
Looking for a happy hour with sophistication? Try Trio. Trio takes justifiable pride in their traditional cocktails that transport one to a simpler time. So go ahead, order a slow gin fizz, or try one of Trio's 9 signature martinis. No tux necessary. Jeans are fine, darling. All you need is an appreciation for the better things in life.
You have called us outside of our business hours, which are 9 a.m. to 5 p.m, Monday to Friday. Please call back during these times. Thank you.
From the outside, plants seem to be the silent inhabitants of a noisy planet. But this impression is deceptive. Plants harbour an alien world of animal signals, eerie vibrational songs transmitted through stems and leaves by insects, spiders, and even some frogs and lizards. In fact, so many species send messages through plants that these songs may outnumber all other animal sounds on Earth.
A lot of expertise goes into Robert Harris freeze-dried coffee. We start with the finest, freshly roasted beans to brew fresh, aromatic coffee. We then freeze it to minus 50 degrees before drying it through a unique process to lock in the delicate flavours and aromas. And to ensure perfect quality, we taste test every batch. After all that and 30 years' experience in coffee, you'd hardly call it instant, but you could call it great freeze-dried coffee. In store now.
It is a truth universally acknowledged that a single man in possession of a good fortune must be in want of a wife. However little known the feelings or views of such a man may be on his first entering a neighbourhood, this truth is so well fixed in the minds of the surrounding families that he is considered the rightful property of someone or other of their daughters. "My dear Mr. Bennett," said his lady to him one day, "have you heard that Netherfield Park is let at last?" Mr. Bennett replied that he had not. "But it is," returned she, "for Mrs. Long has just been here, and she told me all about it." Mr. Bennett made no answer. "Do you not want to know who has taken it?"